chief on the challenges ahead. I'm Megan Cloherty.
Area fire departments combat a growing number of cancer cases among firefighters. I'm Mike Murillo.
The Dow closes up 71 points. NASDAQ down 78. S&P 500 down 12. It's 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Singer R. Kelly has been found guilty of sex trafficking, but his legal troubles aren't over yet. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper explains.
R. Kelly, born Robert Sylvester Kelly, has pleaded not guilty to sex-related charges in Illinois and Minnesota. Trial dates not set yet. Here in Chicago federal court, he faces child pornography charges and charges that he paid hush money and intimidated witnesses to cover up his crimes in connection with the 2008 child pornography case in which he was acquitted. Kelly also faces aggravated criminal sexual abuse charges in Cook County, home to Chicago. And in Minnesota state court, Kelly faces two counts of prostitution with a minor in an incident that allegedly took place in Minneapolis in 2001. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
North Korea has reportedly fired another ballistic missile. Reporter Alex Jensen has the latest from Seoul.
Suspected to be a short-range ballistic missile that would be barred under UN resolutions. But the North also seems to be saying to Seoul and Washington, if you're serious about dialogue, you have to accept our missile development.
The North insists peace depends on the U.S. abandoning military exercises in South Korea. Thousands of families settle over a huge gas leak that forced evacuations in L.A.
SoCal Gas faced nearly 400 lawsuits before settling for about $1.8 billion. The plaintiffs blaming the utility for illnesses and property damage. Nearly 100,000 tons of methane and other gases were released into the atmosphere.
The federal government is one day closer to a possible shutdown after Republican senators blocked a budget bill. The GOP rejected a measure that would have raised the debt ceiling. Democrats will try for it again on Thursday. There is a legal settlement in a deadly case in Alabama.
The father of a University of Alabama student who committed suicide after reporting she was raped has settled a lawsuit against the man she had accused. Details of the legal settlement were not released. Megan Rondini of Austin, Texas, killed herself 8 months after accusing T.J. Bunn Jr. of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, of rape. He said they had consensual sex. A grand jury declined to indict Bunn on criminal charges. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Lawyers for teachers in New York City now want the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in on a new vaccine mandate against COVID. That mandate is set to take effect at the end of the week. Unvaccinated teachers will be placed on unpaid leave. MAC is celebrating Whitney Houston 8 years after her death. The cosmetics company is launching a new collection in collaboration with her estate next year. It coincides with a new biopic about Houston. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
2:03 on Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. It's 66 degrees now in the nation's capital. Good morning, I'm Christopher Cruz. The top local story we're following this hour. The major party candidates for governor of Virginia will debate for the final time tonight, right here in our region.
The race for governor has been tightening, with polling showing a toss-up election between Republican Glenn Youngkin, the political newcomer, and Terry McAuliffe, the former Democratic governor. There's a lot at stake as the two have their debate tonight at Northern Virginia Community College's Alexandria campus. Comes less than 2 weeks after their first debate, when one of the main issues was COVID vaccine mandates. McAuliffe was in favor.
I have been very strong in this from day one.
And Youngkin was opposed.
I do believe that individuals should be allowed to make that decision on their own.
The election is November 2nd, though early voting has already started. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
It's one of the most heinous crimes in our region's history. Later this morning, the man responsible for that crime will hear his punishment. Jared Ramos is scheduled to be sentenced in Annapolis after being found criminally responsible for shooting and killing five people in the Capitol Gazette newsroom in the capital of Maryland in June 2018. He's expected to spend the rest of his life in prison. The hearing scheduled to start at 9 this morning, with the sentence to be announced at about noon. WTOP's Megan Cloherty, John Doman, and Jack Moore will be at the courthouse. It's 2:05 now. It's getting tougher and tougher to hire police officers locally and across the country. Departments are all fighting for recruits. WTOP's investigative reporter Megan Cloherty sat down with the head of Prince George's County's police to talk about the challenges he faces.
Prince George's County Police Chief Malik Aziz says part of changing the hiring process is evaluating the reasons that might disqualify a police officer candidate to see if they're out of date.
So we always have to look at our qualifications, our disqualifiers, our admission process, things that make sense and things that don't. So I'm looking at everything.
Aziz says, like others across our region, his police force is below its ideal strength. It has 17 cadets hired for the class that starts in 1 month.
You know, we try to get to 30. I would like more. If we can get 40 or 50, that'll be great.
With six of his officers indicted this year and the department recently reaching a settlement acknowledging racial bias in the ranks, Aziz says he sees opportunity to recruit for change.
Yeah, I was reading a quote by Sheryl Sandberg, and she said, when you're offered a seat on a rocket ship, you don't ask which seat, you just get on. This is the rocket ship. This is where we're going. And you want to be a part of this change.
In Upper Marlboro, Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Cancer is the number one cause of line-of-duty deaths for firefighters, but work is underway at some fire departments in our area to try to turn the tide on that and save the lives of lifesavers.
I'm one of the lucky ones.
Chief Jim Vagonis with the Rockville Volunteer Fire Department is a throat cancer survivor. That cancer linked to his job as a firefighter.
Carcinogens that are coming out of the carpets and the tables and the chairs and the plastic that are in there are what's causing cancer.
To lower the risk, his department in Montgomery County Fire Rescue is focusing on decontamination, which means gear is scrubbed down and faces white before leaving fire scenes, and no dirty gear is allowed in firehouses, cars, or homes.
I remember having the gear sit next to my bed in my bedroom.
Not anymore. His hope is these steps and others will lead to a reduction in the cancer rates among firefighters over the next 5 years. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Traffic and weather next on WTOP. It's 2:07.
The WTOP Charity of the Month is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Join LLS for Light the Night in Rockville Town Square on October 2nd, in Reston Town Center on October 15th, and on the National Mall in D.C. on October 23rd. You won't want to miss this family-friendly evening in memory and in honor of those who have been impacted by blood cancer. Learn more at lightthenight.org/mid-at. For more information, visit WTOP.com. Search charities. That's WTOP.com. Search charities. The WTOP Charity of the Month is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Join LLS for Light the Night in Rockville Town Square on October 2nd, in Reston Town Center on October 15th, and on the National Mall in D.C. on October 23rd. You won't want to miss this family-friendly evening in memory and in honor of those who have been impacted by blood cancer. Learn more at lightthenight.org/mid-at. For more information, visit WTOP.com. Search charities. That's WTOP.com. Search charities.
It's 2:08. Get a drain cleaning for only $99. Michael and